Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, what is unbearable happiness, unhappiness in this world? I answered by saying, Krishna Bhakta Viraha Bina Dukha Nadeki Para. That the separation from the devotee of Krishna is the unbearable happiness in this world. In this context, he did not say separation from Krishna, but separation from Krishna's devotee, because in one sense, it's the same, because without the devotee mediator, there is no substantial connection with Krishna. Sakshad hari tena samasta shastre uktastatha bhavjate vasadvi kintu prabhoya priya vitasya vande guru sri charanaravindam. When we have a closer examination, deeper vision of Sri Guru will take us to the Mukunda Preshta, Govinda Preshta, Krishna Preshta, the one who is most dear to Krishna. When we first heard from Srila Guru Maharaj, he was articulating what we were unable to, the position of the disciples of Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada at the time of his disappearance were like that of orphans, orphan children. Even the most senior devotees, relatively speaking, were newly connected. Right, Guru Maharaj sometimes called the new recruits. On the one hand, there are those who may be born the land of Mahaprabhu, Gaura Mandal, or for some others, Braja Mandal. But the disciples of Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, for the most part, from the Western world, and that sort of accompanying sanskar or lack of it. Still, Srila Guru Maharaj would say that, quoting the poet Magha, the author of the epic Shishupal Vyad, that as the present position is indicative of future auspiciousness, and by that we mean the present connection, Krishna connection, indicates future auspiciousness, a bright prospect, muktirhitbanyata rupam swaropena vivastiti. It's also indicative of some past connection. And that's also supported by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jiva Dharma. Satsanga, no, purva nischitaitam. I forget the sloka, but he's saying it's indicative of some past connection. Say, the nitya sukriti, agyata sukriti, some connection with the nirguna plane. When sukriti achieves a certain level of accumulation, then saru sangha, but gyata sukriti, agyata sukriti, gyata sukriti, shraddha, saru sangha, bhajana, kriya, etc. Anartha nivritti. So the disciples of Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, like orphan children, even the most senior devotee has only had maybe 10 years under his guidance. So at the time of his disappearance, they're ill-equipped to deal with that. We know that Srila Prabhupada, before leaving the world, advised his disciples that in the future, when necessity arises, to consult with higher authority to approach Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He said, I accept him as my Shiksha Guru. What speak of the benefit that you can have from his association? So, personally, I was with another devotee and we were preaching in Eastern Europe, in Poland at the time. And this is before the internet. So, we were only given this news maybe a week after we went to a place called a city, Bratislava, were handed a telegram informing us of the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. But it happened a week before that. And so the first impression came that during that week, following his order, just as Gurudev wrote in the pranam, he's saying, Gurvagyam Shirushi Darjam Shaktaveshas Rupine Hare Krishneti Mantraena Paschatya Prachatarini. Gurvagyam Shirushi Darjam, taking the order of his guru on his head. That's the advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur for most beautiful Krishna conception. Guru Janashire Puna Shobashai Shataguna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, above the head of my Gurudev, Krishna, looking 100 times more beautiful. So that's a very, astute observation. Shataguna Shobhapai Shataguna, more 100 times more beautiful. That's the secret of the connection. Krishna is 100 times more beautiful in connection with Sri Guru. So we thought, we are following his order and trying, according to our limited capacity, to represent Krishna consciousness to others. And on account of that, during that week, we're feeling some connection and happiness. But we're informed, he had left the week before. So in an odd way, that was some hopeful. And I thought, if we are feeling his association in the last week by following his order and preaching Krishna consciousness, then the connection is still there. It's the first thing that told me that, that reaffirmed that connection. But, you know, a glimmer of hope in the midst of so much hopelessness. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Shikshastakam says, Yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravrushaitam sunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Okay. Sunya, sunyata, void, zero, nothingness, nothing. Then the world, as Prabhupada himself translated, he said, appears void and vacant, govinda viraha, without, you know, in separation from Govinda. So, as we drove away from that place to rejoin our God brothers and God sisters, that's the world which was looking beautiful the week before on account of preaching, is that we know if you're preaching, where you are looks very beautiful. And wherever it is, it appears to be the most beautiful place in the world, if you're preaching nicely. Now it looks ugly and horrifying and void and vacant and colorless, lifeless. So, but when the devotees on the order of Prabhupada met with Guru Maharaj, the first thing he spoke about is he began articulating the sentiments or feelings that are appropriate to a devotee in response to the loss of their guru, the departure of their guru. And that's the first time we heard Guru Maharaj say this Puranic example, that the guru is like the water, the shisha is like the lotus, and Krishna's like the hot blazing sun. You know, lotus flowers don't require only sunlight, but like intense, they thrive in very hot sun, direct sunlight. Right? That's when they thrive. Remove the water from the lotus, and the same sun that was nourishing the lotus burns the lotus. Guru Maharaj said, that's the position. That's how guru-centric we are. As he said in another place, without the grace of Sri Guru, we are lifeless clay. So, Guru Maharaj told that, but then, and when it came to venting separation, he was not quoting that verse from Mahaprabhu, interestingly. Rather, he was quoting the Vilapa Kusumanjali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, where Guru Maharaj is saying, if it's possible to express something more or deeper or more devastating than what Mahaprabhu told, the sentiments that we're told, Mahaprabhu is, when Guru Maharaj gave the original title of the book, it was Golden Volcano, Divine Lava. And he said, the Shiksha, because originally I was going to publish the Shikshastakam, because he had spoken on that. But more was coming. So I thought, all right, we'll have one part, because Guru Maharaj is always talking about Mahaprabhu and Radharani, and then second part will be Shikshastakam. And that's how it ended up, Golden Volcano, Divine Love. But originally he's telling Golden Volcano, Divine Lava. He's saying that lava, volcanic eruptions from the heart of Mahaprabhu, from the heart of Srimati Radharani. Great, very intense, and painful, agonizing eruptions of deep heartfelt separation. Bahye Vishajalahoy Bitore Anandamoy Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit. But he pointed, remember, Raghunath Das Goswami is the Prayojan Tattva Acharya in the Rupa Nuga line. So, as if it was possible, he's ratcheting it up by saying, Sunyayate Mahagoshtam Girendro Jagarayate Vyagram Tundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. Actually, that place which was formerly the source of inspiration, and he names two places, the two, Govardhan, Radha Kunda. Govardhan taken to be the extension of Krishna, and Radha Kunda, the extension of Srimad, her extended self. And he's saying, Govardhan is like the python, like a python coming to swallow me. Right? Before he's saying, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. We're telling the other day in the Govardhan Puja. Now here, another type of sentiment is coming out. That Govardhan, and appears like a giant python coming to swallow me. And Radha Kunda appears like a tiger's gaping jaws coming to devour me. So he's saying that which formerly was the source of my inspiration, now and most favorable, appears to be antagonistic to me. There's these sort of opposites are described in different places in the writings of the Goswamis. There, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. As we've told on this, in the keeping in this theme, Gurudev talking about is that Kurvati Kiloko Kila Kala Ujvala Kala Nadam Jayamini Iti Jayamiti Vishanadam. That the kokil sound we take generally to be very sweet, sometimes compared to the liquid sweetness of the voice of Krishna. Here, mysteriously, Srimati Radharani is saying, that which should normally be sweet and making the heart feel joy, she's chanting, Jayamini, Jayamini, Jap. Jap. She's chanting, or Jalpa, like saying, why? Because if it's raining to protect oneself from being struck by lightning, take the name of Jayamini Rishi. That's the habit of the people in Vrindavan. So, but it's not raining. She's hearing the sound of the kokil and that reminder of the sweet voice of Krishna. It's having the opposite effect, like lightning striking her heart. So she's piteously taking the name of Jayamini Rishi. So when Srila Guru Maharaj started giving these examples, actually the devotees, they had so many questions to ask him. But before those questions, he, on his own, perfectly, this is what was needed to be heard. All the questions that came after that, they're very good, and the answers are wonderful. But Guru Maharaj went to the heart of the matter from the very beginning, saying, this is how one will feel, this type of devastation. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in the absence of Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar We know he thought to end his life by going to Govardhan, Radhakunda, but from Govardhan to throw himself down, finish his life. But then again, he found Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar in present in Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. There was a lady who wanted to get initiated by Srila Prabhupada, like in his final days. And she arrived in Vrindavan, like on the day of his departure. So somehow, someone sent her to Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mat to meet with him. And one, he told her many things. One of the things he told her is that the infinite has infinite alternatives. Just as we see in the case of Srinivasacharya wanting to learn the Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit, because that verse, Nilam Bodhi Tate Sudasu Viraha Kepan Vitam Bandavam Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madhiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya Srimad Bhagavatam Katha Pujayan Asru Pujayan Goshami Prabhu Gadadhara Vibhur Bhuyat Madeka Gati. What Gadadhar Pandit wanted to teach to Srinivasacharya, from supplying those slokas like intoxicants to relieve the pain of separation in the heart of Mahaprabhu, his tears falling on the pages like lotus flower offerings washed away the slokas. Which is very interesting. That which he would want to teach, they've been washed away by the tears of Gadadhar Pandit. So who can look at those verses or know what those verses are? And Gadadhar Pandit sends him to Navadvip to commission a new Bhagavatam. And by the time he returns, Gadadhar Pandit has left the world. Then, devastated, he makes his way toward Vrindavan. And in traveling, he arrives, there's a big festival going on. He's thinking, I'm not aware, what is today? Maybe in traveling, the date he didn't notice. And they say, haven't you heard? Rupa Goswami left the world. And that was too much for his heart to bear. So he collapsed, fainted, but awoke in the ashram of Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami trained him. So, what is the plan of Krishna? Only Krishna knows. Prabhupada would say that sometimes. You have your plans, I have my plans, Krishna has his plans. We want, you know, Krishna Ichya. You hear the Vaishnavas say, when you ask something, they'll go, oh, the will of Krishna. Or what did Gurudev say? Wills, you know, say, the wills. Wills supreme. Wills of Krishna. But humbly, like, you can see, you could see with him, he is very cautious about that. He's not thinking, oh, I'm Govinda Maharaj, Swami Maharaj himself said I'm like his son, Guru Maharaj gave me everything. Naturally, even Keshav Maharaj said, whatever I say, it comes true. No problem. That's not, he may mention those things at different times, but that was not his attitude. His attitude, very cautious and humble. Saying, I'm thinking like this or like that, but the wills of Krishna. Asli Shava Parvatam Panastu Mama Darshanam Marmahatam Karotu Ba Yatatata Va Varadatu Lampato Mat Prana Natastu Sareva Napara. A darshanam may be the will of Krishna. To conceal himself, to hide himself, to not reveal himself. Krishna, we see that with his devotees, highest devotees, Brajagopis, to bring out some deeper sentiment, he is making himself absent on the account of some apparent pride in their heart. We know that even whatever pride, they have no mundane sentiments ever. But for the play in that way. So he can make himself absent, and then the depths of separation can start penetrating their hearts and take them to the deepest level. And that is irresistible to Krishna. So why Krishna takes his devotees away from us, we can't fathom. It just cannot be understood ever. It's only in some, by distance, the distance of time, we can repeat this type of, we can say that we will never desire that. But we can say that, and say, if we have any affection or feel anything in our hearts, then by the pull of that affection that we may be pulled toward that domain. Sometimes when Guru Maharaj was speaking very nicely, Harikatha, he knows when he's saying something that's extra special. Sometimes he even mention it. Like, oh, today. And he's extra happy. Gurudev told me once too, he said, because sometimes people think maybe he's not paying attention, or he said, if Guru Maharaj is speaking in a general way, I know, and I know when, and he said, if I know when he goes into that zone, and then you'll see me there with rapt attention. Guru Maharaj knows that about himself. He knew it about Saraswati Thakur. So sometimes, after one of those talks, he would say, I'm thinking right now, our Guru Maharaj, meaning Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and your Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they're looking down upon this transaction with great pleasure and happiness. We have to think like that. Guru Maharaj would remind us, he would say, our guardians are real. Right? Our guardians are real. Yogamaya is real. They're observing the servitors. They're observing their disciples. Gurudev even went so far as to say, after he's going to come back and see what we're offering. What kind of prasad is being served? We want to think like, pray to think like that, and should think like that. Guru Maharaj would say, the sincere disciple is always living in the relativity of their guru. And that goes back to my point, that week, we're delayed in being informed by a week. And then I started reflecting. But during the last week, we felt Prabhupada's connection very strongly, and that he would be pleased with what we're doing. So I know it's real. And Mahaprabhu told Rupan Sanatan, and that you can imagine, on the one hand, he's telling them to go to Vrindavan. Like the other day, I was thinking about this as well. You know, the devotees from Navadvip go to Jagannath Puri for 4 months a year. Shivananda Sen brings everybody approximately 200 Mahabhagavatas. And then they're all arranged their places where they'll stay and how happy they are to be with Mahaprabhu for the Rath Yatra and the 4 months, the Chaturmasya. But then comes the time when they're told to go to Navadvip. How can they do that? It must be horrible from one point of view. Like now it's time. How can they live the other 8 months knowing Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri? And then Rupa and Sanatana go to Vrindavan. And by following my order, you'll have my association. Now we're back to Gauridas Pandit. And also Krishna telling it to the Braja Gopis. When he has played his flute, they answer the flute. They're in the dead of night in the Vrindavan forest, and Krishna is telling them, actually, physical proximity is not how you associate with me. Everywhere it says, by hearing about me, chanting about me, remembering, in that way you get my association. So everyone go home and talk about me, chant here, and that way you'll get my association. And they're supposed to believe that. What are they supposed to do? What do? Is they their heads bow down and they start crying their eyes out. And they're told their tears are streaming down and they're thinking, because they know if you have Krishna Prem, that's how you capture Krishna. And he's rejecting us now. So it means we don't have Krishna Prem. So why did we like give up our mothers, fathers, society, the Veda? It must be for some other reason. Now you call this the uncertainty principle. That even the greatest devotees, they're uncertain of their position. And that's a very beautiful thing. It's not a guarantee. They are uncertain of their position. That's what makes them so great. Right? And go deeper and be more sincere and more loving and more affectionate and more self-sacrificing. Srila Prabhupada himself, whenever some praise is coming to him, after all, he did spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Everybody here is here directly or indirectly by his mercy. That's just a fact. An indisputable, irrefutable fact. Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, more than a few times he would say, we're still taking the prasad of Swami Maharaj. He started all of this. And we say, no, Mahaprabhu gave the... Yeah, that's right. Prithivite ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prajar hoibe bornanam. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the sampradaya, went off track. Course correction. He brought it back, reinfused, revitalized. The line, dharmas charma gato. Satata bogascha bogatmako. In the Bhaktivinoda Viro Hadasagam. Then he, the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur brings Saraswati Thakur down as the distributing agent. He begins the Gaudiya Math and gives the order to take Krishna consciousness to the Western world. Particularly English-speaking countries. And he told that to many disciples in general, but specifically to Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And when devotees, they all wanted him. Like when you get one of these really good devotees, everybody wants them in their mat, on their preaching party. They would want him, and Saraswati Thakur says, oh, don't worry about him. He will, later he will do. later he certainly did. But if you asked him at any point in time or started praising him about his success, he would say, I'm just a humble, aspiring servitor of my Guru Maharaj, and I'm blindly following his instructions. That's what he would say. He told this, doesn't, that's what I do. And then some result is coming that's beyond my imagination. Most of the time, he's saying that way. And in his poetry, he's acknowledging his internal type of love and affection for Krishna. And as Guru Maharaj indicated, also referring to his guru and the established Gaudiya way of conceiving as being Radharani. So Saraswati Thakur as being Radharani's delegation. And then marvelously, uniquely, originally, that someone can think like this. He's thinking, he has this order. He's in this song, Prayer to the Lotus Feet of Krishna. He's praying to Krishna and saying, my dear brother, you want the favor and association of Srimati Radharani. That we know. I've been given this service by her. If you will help me do that, then you'll get her connection. How can Krishna resist? So Guru said, Shaktivesh, empowerment. And how more specifically? Nityananda Prabhu, as Nityananda Prabhu favors that family line, the Suvarna, the Vaniks, these particular family line in Bengal, Nityananda Prabhu likes them very much. They like him very much. So miraculously, mysteriously, all these things happened. And I've told before this example of the superconductors. Actually, I was in, where was it? Krasnoyarsk? Is that, no, Novosibirsk. Is that a city, right? That's where Malini and Lila Shakti were. That's right. And it's very cold and lots of snow and ice outside the window. I'm looking out all day, all night, every day. And the superconductor. If certain ceramics are brought to absolute zero, which is something, Dennis Ryan, you know, 350 degrees minus, something like that, 300 or something. If you bring that to absolute zero, they achieve superconductivity. They have zero resistance to current. So there's no, like on a copper wire, they get hot. Right? The more current goes, you touch wires sometimes or feel your computer, they're like hot, they're shedding heat. That means there's resistance to the current and it's expelling. You're a physicist, right? Is what I'm saying correct? Or more or less? Right? It's called resistance, isn't it? Yeah. And resistance to the current produces heat. It sheds heat, expels heat. But superconductors, they have zero resistance to current. And they can do, you know, conduct current miraculously. So Guru Maharaj said about Srila Prabhupada, he wholly emptied himself of any desire other than the order of his Guru Maharaj. We can hear about that. We can think about it. We can dream about it. We can take one step in the direction of that plane, hopefully, every day. But Guru Maharaj is pointing out, Prabhupada, he did it. But we're all inspired. He's that person who did that, who eliminated, and not just, not like, oh, let me eliminate all these things. And no, by dedication, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Akeha Kuru Nandana, single-minded, exclusive focus to the lotus feet of his guru, everything else blurred. Right? He personified that. That's why they wrote, Guru, Gurvagyam Shirshi Darjam Shaktavesha Swarupine. He became a superconductor of divine current, divine power, no resistance. Our problem is resistance. Sometimes on a good day, we may know what we should be doing. But we're resisting. I remember reading Prabhupada's Vyas Puja article that he delivered at the Bombay Gaudiya Math in maybe 1936 or something, like a year before Saraswati Thakur left the world. There are many wonderful things there, such as when he says, when we speak of the fundamental principle of Gurudev, we speak of something of universal application. Thus, there does not arise my discriminating my guru from your guru or anybody else. There's only one guru who appears to us through an infinity of forms to teach you and me and all others. If Prabhupada didn't write that and say that, people would think it's Mayavad, or they're not being chased to their guru. It sounds, and it, if anything, it sounds like something Guru Maharaj would say or write in Sri Guru and His Grace. One guru who appears through an infinity of forms to instruct you and me and all others. Guru Tattva, the guru principle. Anyway, there's many things there, but one of the things that gave me a lot of hope as a, you know, newly recruited, young, aspiring servitor was one line where he said, and I'm paraphrasing now, he said, he's saying, although it is imperfectly that we have realized this truth, we're still convinced that this is that truth. And I thought, oh, this is very important. He's saying, although we've imperfectly realized Krishna consciousness, we're totally convinced that this is the right thing. This is the ultimate thing, the ultimate reality. That one thing you should dedicate yourself to wholeheartedly. But we're recognizing our shortcomings in that. Our realization is far from perfect. I thought, oh, that's the right balance. So by hearing from Srila Guru Maharaj and him articulating, and I thought how ironic in a sense, what we are unable to express or articulate, he's perfectly expressing and articulating. And he's Prabhupada's godbrother. But he's now supplying our hearts with the right mode of expression. So, that current that we cannot live without, it's here it is, it's flowing here again. that current that we must take shelter of, the Asraya Vigraha. And as Guru Maharaj said, sometimes the current is narrow, sometimes wide. Like Guru Maharaj told of Professor Sanyal, I think he grew up in Raradesh, where the Ganga does not flow. So in their family, they had like a bottle of Ganga Jal on their altar. And on holy days or special occasions, you know, they'd pop the cork and put a few drops and, you know, bow down, take them on their heads. And that's how he knew it his whole life. Then West Bengal. And Guru Maharaj said, the first time he saw the wide Ganga in Bengal, this massive river, he almost fainted. And what we knew in a bottle, you know, drops, is now here so wide. So we need connection with that current. Sometimes it's very wide. Guru Maharaj would say about Swami Maharaj, very humbly, Guru Maharaj would say, he is done like an ocean, and we're like so many ponds. But it's true, you know, this oceanic type impact and seva. Shaktavesha Swarupine. But the current, that is in our interest, to maintain that current. Vilasatu Ridhi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his divine voice, instructions, orders, beating in the hearts, playing in the hearts of his disciples. Prabhupada staying in that Radha Damodar little room off the temple, if you've seen it. Little, you know, stone floor, stone walls, stones, everything stone. And typing, what is he doing? Typing Srimad Bhagavatam. I've seen those pages. He didn't have the money to buy paper, so he'd buy paper that had already been typed on. In India, they don't throw anything away. At least, I mean, then they didn't. I think throwing stuff away is like a relatively modern phenomenon there. So you can buy paper that's like falling apart, that's already been typed on. Because I remember reading them, like, turn the page. We thought everything, you know, from Prabhupada, especially if you're in his archives, is special, and it is. But so we like turn the page, and then it would be like some kind of a accounting document or something. You're like sitting there trying to figure that out, you know. Then it goes back to the Bhagavatam. After a while, you kind of figured it out. But that's, and I was wondering, why is he doing that? Because he didn't have the money to buy paper. Just think about that. That's what he's typing the Bhagavatam on. Talking about a cliffhanger. He's in Vrindavan typing the Bhagavatam in the back of these papers. And somehow getting the funds to print those Bhagavatams. So when he goes on the boat to America, he's got trunks of what? Bhagavatams. A mridanga, some kartals, like tilak, a few dhotis, or bahirvas, uttariya, and Prabhupada's passport. And also, he's got like big tilak on his, no shirt, he's like, as a sannyasi, you know, he has like a uttariya, but you see, big tilak here, there. And then it says, where, you know, you have your parents, it says, father, it says, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's his father's name, his passport. Devotees, when they do some preaching in the Western world, always want, they wanted like do something Vedic, right? Have Indian style temple or something like that. Prabhupada said, I want a glass skyscraper that says Hare Krishna on it. A giant glass skyscraper, like the Hare Krishna Center. And which is would give and gave so much pleasure to Saraswati Thakur. When Gaurakishore Das Babaji was trying to talk him out of leaving Mayapur and going to Calcutta. I mean, we can understand something about that. Babaji Maharaj saying, don't leave the Dham, Prabhu. Calcutta's Maya. The city of Maya. And Saraswati Thakur saying, oh, then now you should understand my program. Is I have so much faith in the dust from your lotus feet that can liberate thousands of Calcuttas. And he said, and if that's like the heart of hell, then what better place to establish a temple for Guru Gauranga and Radha Govinda? That's where I want to make my temple. These are divine discussions. So that, and the ultimate tribute to him, arriving in New York, a pauper, and leaving on Jagannath, at Rath Yatra on Fifth Avenue. Krishna puts his pure, it's supposed to be for Krishna, and it is, but puts his pure devotee on the chariot, and Prabhupada's riding down Fifth Avenue on a chariot with like 1,000 devotees doing kirtan. It's miraculous, actually. Tasmai deyam tato grajam sa pujo cha yata yaham. My devotee and me, interchangeable. Whatever you do for me, you do for them. And even more so, mad bhakta puja abhyadika, the 11th canto tells Uddhava. And worship of my devotee takes precedence over the worship of my very self. It must be. Guru janashire punashovapaya shatagana. So Krishna, and not Krishna, not anything less, but what? 100 times more beautiful above the head of his devotee. Hare Krishna. Jai Shulesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Tirubhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai. Do we have some flour?
We didn't plan to do.
Okay. Well, no, but on this day you chant the pranam. Anyway, you can chant the pranam and bow.
I can bring it.
Yeah. We chant these, whoops.